Some decades acquire a character of their own and a reputation that lives on in the minds of future generations. The so-called Roaring Twenties is one. But that era of the bright young things belongs to the second half of the decade. In 1920, the mood was still one of post-war disillusion, lingering on from 1919, when the men had come home, looked around them, and wondered whether their sacrifices had been worthwhile.
I came out of the Navy in 1919, after serving through the First World War. And we were given to understand that for what we had done for the country, we were going to be made to come home to a land, as they called, fit for heroes to live in. Now, I found, in my own instance, that you had to be a hero to live in it.
For many ex-servicemen, alienation from civilian life and civilians was swift. A sense of them and us, a suspicion that those who'd stayed at home had done well out of it, was a recurring theme, and was summed up in a musical song of the time.
Take my head on your shoulder, Daddy. Tell me the tale once more. I've often asked you to tell me, Daddy, what you did in the great, great war. What did you do in the great war, Bertie? I said the young man from the grocery store took no coupons from the woman next door whose husband was on the train.